On this episode, we feature Greenway Health, transforming healthcare through innovative digital solutions to support all areas of an ambulatory practice. Hear how they're leveraging AWS Cloud and AI to engender healthier communities while staying true to their mission of empowering providers and patients. Greenway's leaders discuss their data interoperability breakthroughs with AWS HealthLake, fostering a culture of experimentation within regulatory boundaries, and balancing their heritage systems with new innovations.
Well, I am delighted to welcome Richard Adkins, CEO of Greenway Health. Richard, thanks so much for being with us today.
Really appreciate you giving us this opportunity.
Absolutely. And also from Greenway Health, we have David Cohen, who's the Chief Product and Technology Officer. David, great to have you here as well.
Great to see you again, Sarah.
Wonderful. Well, Richard, for our international audience, can you tell us a little bit about Greenway Health?
Yeah, absolutely, Sarah. And once again, thank you for this opportunity to talk to you about what we do here at Greenway and what we're doing with AWS as well. So I think there's a good place to start in thinking about Greenway is when you think about healthcare IT, many people think of the hospital systems. Well, Greenway is entirely focused on ambulatory care. And the ambulatory care space is really important because it's where most of us as patients interact with the healthcare system. But it's often a sort of an underappreciated part of the healthcare system. But we're very passionate about it. And Greenway has been operating in this space for many years now.
So when we say ambulatory care, Richard, can you tell us a little bit more about what that means?
Yeah, ambulatory care is the part of the healthcare system when you go to the doctor's office. So you're feeling unwell or you want a checkup and you call the doctor and you go, or you get a referral to a specialist. And so it's the part of the healthcare system that most of us as patients interact with most of the time. And therefore, it's really important. But it's also, say, is underappreciated in terms of the technologies and the benefits that can be provided to that part of the healthcare system. And so that's our focus, that's our specialty. And the other important aspect of ambulatory care is, in the main, those are practices that are owned by the doctors. You know, when you think about hospitals, they're large corporations, there's corporate owners, people work within those organizations, and you're dealing with sort of a different group, but doctors own the practices. So we're working directly with business owners who have a vocation to deliver great care to their patients. And that sort of leads us to our purpose. You know, our purpose is to ensure that those providers, those doctors, are supported with tools and technologies that enable them to be successful. Successful in terms of delivering great care, but also successful in terms of their business, the revenue cycle, getting paid for the care that they provide. And another aspect of what we do is to think about our customer's customer, i.e. the patients, and to ensure that the patients not only receive great care, but feel empowered to select the correct providers, to be able to have appointments that are scheduled appropriately, and then the pre-visit and the post-visit follow-up is really part of the care system. So empowered patients. Mm-hmm. And then because we are all part of that community of patients, that the outcomes are such that we have healthier patients and healthier communities. So successful providers, empowered patients, healthier communities. That's our core purpose. That's how we focus. And when we think about technologies and solutions that we bring to bear, it's in that context. How do we help our providers? How do we ensure patients are treated well? How do we ensure that communities are healthier?
I really appreciate, Richard, that focus and foundation that you have in patient and doctor-oriented approach to your mission. And David, maybe this is a good time to bring you in. share a little bit how you center your customer, those ambulatory practices, and of course then their end customers, the patient, in how you develop these tools and approaches to help them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, thanks, Sarah. Everything that we do, so the way we approach this is that we're really trying to develop solutions and software that can give ambulatory providers everything that they need to be successful in running their practices, right? And a critical aspect of that is patient engagement and patient care, right? So we're looking at developing tools, you know, specifically that are focused around that interaction between patients and providers, and also giving patients the appropriate tools through, you know, patient engagement platforms that can enable them to have direct access to their healthcare data and direct access to their healthcare provider, whether that's messaging directly with their provider or coordinating their own scheduled visits. Mm-hmm. So making sure that they're fully empowered to take control of and manage their own healthcare journey, right? At the end of the day, you know, we all know that healthcare is deeply personal and very important for patients to feel that they are in control of that experience. Now, from a visit perspective, it's also critically important that that experience is efficient and productive for both patients and providers. We want to make sure that we are bringing back that really kind of personalized experience that patients want to enjoy when they're visiting with their provider. And that means that providers have the right tools and capabilities to be able to interact and conduct a patient visit in a very efficient and, I would say, least technology obtrusive way possible. So that kind of informs some of the new capabilities and technologies that we're focused on developing right now.
Mm. A lot of our customers, that really resonates. A lot of our customers are, and something that you said around bringing that experience and empowerment to your customers. Many of the folks that we work with are challenged with how that next level of depth and how you accomplish that in unlocking some of the data that are in silos, in creating connectivity where appropriate within a regulatory setting, right? Is that where you started in terms of creating a unified view of a patient?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, one of the projects that we actually worked with AWS on was this notion of data interoperability, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, how do we unlock data out of the source systems that exist throughout the entirety of the healthcare ecosystem and make that data more accessible and more transparent to the stakeholders? So, you know, one of the things that we focused on with AWS was building, we call this, longitudinal healthcare data set. And, you know, we did that together with AWS, and that ultimately gave rise to the AWS HealthLake platform. But the importance of that platform for our customers and for our patients is, number one, you know, understanding that, as Richard mentioned, our clients, our customers are ambulatory healthcare providers, which effectively means they're existing in a much larger healthcare ecosystem, to where it's very important that data is shared between the different stakeholders in that ecosystem. And also bearing in mind that patients are dipping out in and out of different providers and care settings that might come from referrals or other sources. So mm-hmm. having full access to that data set is critically important for providers to be able to make appropriate healthcare decisions, and also for patients, right? Patients want to have a complete view of their healthcare record. You know, I've spoken to many patients recently who have articulated to me the complexities of managing, you know, chronic healthcare conditions. And it's critically important for them to have that complete data view and data transparency to be able to manage their own health.
Absolutely. And Richard, set some scale for us. How many of these practices are out there, you know, in the U.S. that need to interoperate together?
Well, actually all of them, right? It's really about the patient record, as David was saying. So, you know, in total, we think about it in terms of providers. For some practices, could be a single doc. Some could have 10, 20, 30, 40 providers within the practice. So I think it's probably better to think about the scale of the ambulatory segment in terms of the number of providers. And for Greenway, you know, we're a substantial player in that. All of them are treating patients, all of them, and I have the patient records, you know, maybe 500,000 patients involved. And the data and the volume of data and the patient record is just immense. Hence the partnership that we have and our strategic objective to transition all of our solutions onto the AWS cloud solution. And that comes with a number of sort of conundrums in a way. We're talking about practices that are owned by the providers themselves, you know, small business owners. And so there's this sort of balance between innovation and security, or pace and certainty and change and stability. And all of those things sort of play into who we have selected as our partner, i.e. AWS, because it's really important that we can innovate at a pace, but with a degree of certainty and provide security for the solutions and an element of stability to our providers. Really important aspects of what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. Creating those guardrails around how you innovate, being able to do experiments.
Yes.
But in a controlled environment, right? So David, maybe you can share a little bit about how you all approach experimentation. How do you create the culture and systems and capabilities so that the folks at Greenway Health can do that innovation with security? I liked your formulation of at pace and with certainty, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, when I think about innovation, Sarah, if you were to ask me 5 years ago, I've always kind of thought about Greenway as a fast follower type company. And I'll say, you know, 5 years ago, we also had zero cloud footprint. And I think a lot of the investment that we've made over the last couple of years to, you know, establish that cloud footprint, make sure we have a really strong, you know, structural data platform, an interoperability platform in the cloud, that's really opened the door for us to kind of discover the art of the possible. You know, my team knows I have a saying that if you want to innovate, you have to be where the innovation is happening. And I think one of the exciting things about working with AWS is we have the full breadth of tools available to us to really drive, you know, first of industry type innovation. And that's been exciting for us because now our, you know, my team is starting to see those types of opportunities and start to see what's possible by leveraging some of the, you know, the AI tools and capabilities that exist. AWS that, you know, quite honestly, a couple of years ago, we didn't even really have line of sight to. So now that we have that door open, I think, you know, as you mentioned, it's very important that we're giving our teams opportunities to explore what the potential could be and what those opportunities are. You know, I always say like, hey, if you're waiting for me to come up with all the great ideas, you're going to be waiting for a really long time, right? And I fully believe that some of the best ideas are going to come from, you know, deep down in the organization. And, you know, from my point of view, I spend a lot of time thinking about how we can give, you know, the team the opportunity to explore those types of ideas and give them free rein to test different types of ideas and innovations and hypotheses. So one example of something that we do is, you know, once a quarter, we have an innovation and planning sprint, and that's typically between our PI increments from an agile perspective. But we give the teams that time to explore their own innovations, and they can do that independently or with a much broader team. And, you know, what's been great about that is we've seen a lot of really exciting ideas surface that we've been able to now work towards productionizing within our product environment.
I love that democratization of innovation, and Richard, and also empowering your people, to the folks who are closest to a problem that can look around corners, see opportunities to make improvements, and empower them with that innovation mindset. So important to continuously improve and grow your own practice. Is that how you see it, Richard?
So what David was saying, that the benefits of transitioning to the cloud is not just being able to spearhead innovation and democratize that innovation process, but I think it also, we talked about interoperability, but it's also the movement of data and the ability to transition from data interoperability to insights to action. And that really comes back to our purpose, you know, to successful providers, empowered patients in healthier communities. You have to be able to move through that cycle in such a way that there is positive actions can be taken based on the information that's provided. And that's where the holistic patient record is important. That's where interoperability is important. And all of that is enabled by the foundation of being in the cloud.
Well said. And maybe, David, you can give us an example of one of these ideas or features, capabilities that you were able to bring to life through this process.
Yeah, absolutely. We can talk about one of the first projects that we actually worked on together with AWS, which was really focused on building a quality reporting platform. You know, that was, again, working backwards from one of our customers' very important need to have accurate and timely quality reporting. You know, from a provider and patient perspective, having access to and visibility to how our practices are performing from a quality perspective is critically important. It also gives them access to data and information around potential care gaps that can help them to improve their patient outcomes. It also is important for our providers who participate in quality payment programs, because in many cases, that quality reporting is essential for them to drive reimbursements. So we work closely with AWS to create that reporting solution in an AWS platform. And, you know, in that particular case, I always say, you know, innovation doesn't have to be these big pie in the sky types of ideas, right? That in that case, it was working backwards to think differently about how we're solving a very specific customer problem, but a very important one. And, you know, that was, again, one of the earlier things that we focused on together. And I think the you know, interesting thing about that is that gave rise then to other things that we would go do together. So, for example, the first analytics project that we worked on was quality reporting. We just went live with a new revenue cycle analytics solution that was then built on the same platform. So I always think, like, everything that we've, you know, worked on together with AWS and all of the projects that we started and brought to market have really been seeds that have been planted to go deliver on the next thing that we're going to go do.
I love that. Success breeding success, right? Learning. Another element of learning, and we, because this is an innovation-focused podcast, we always talk about something that didn't go quite right, something that maybe was a barrier, obstacle, something that was maybe, some would say, a failure. But how do we think about experimentation or innovation and failure as being inseparable twins? And how do you create an environment where it's okay to fail fast as long as you're doing that, as we said, Richard, in a controlled environment, right? Was there something in particular with one of the engagements that we did with you, or something along the way of building up your capabilities and the culture to innovate on behalf of your customers that kind of stands out for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, on the journey to transitioning to being a cloud first company, you know, that didn't always come easy, right? It's a big cultural and also workforce shift, right? In terms of how we're developing software and thinking about software. And, you know, some of the early projects, you know, particularly the project that was focused on interoperability, we spent a long time just thinking about, you know, how are we leveraging AWS as an infrastructure partner, and thinking about how we can scale that interoperability framework, you know, to meet what our customers need in terms of being timely and having timely and accurate access to interoperability data. And, you know, the first time we approached that, we honestly didn't hit those requirements. And we had to come back to the table and working with AWS to think about, you know, bring the meeting of the minds together to think about what the right way to really solve this problem is. And I think that was a, you know, kind of an aha moment for the both of us was, you know, when we came together and worked backwards from those needs of the customer, and also thought about this more as a, you know, more than an infrastructure partnership, but really about a, you know, solving the needs of a customer partnership, to where I think we started to really operate well together. And, you know, again, that gave rise to the right solution for the problem. And ultimately, that's HealthLake. But that took a, you know, I'll say a fall forward type approach. And that's one of the things that I always try to encourage with my team is, you know, let's not give up the first time that we're not successful, but let's think about how we can learn from that and fall forward with our approach so that we're, you know, persistent and maniacally focused on working backwards from the needs of our customers.
Richard, that resiliency, building that resiliency into an organization that's sustainable and durable over time, so important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And David used a really important word in his response just then. It was journey. And innovation, like change, is a journey. And journeys don't always go in a straight line. There are bumps in the road, curves, unexpected detours. And I think what's important then about a journey is not whether something goes wrong, but how you respond to it. And when it comes to having to respond, you fall back on your values and on your partners who you're journeying with. And I think that what David described was one of those sort of detours or bumps in the road, but we're really pleased with the partnership that we have with AWS and that we share some values around customer focus. And I know AWS is focused on the customer's customer, you know, not just Greenway, but how we can provide solutions into healthcare, i.e. our customers. And so I think that's really important. And also when it comes to innovation, there's continuous improvement and then there's step change. And you have to have that balance, but also, and also that focus on both aspects of innovation to ensure that you can move forwards and bring your customers on the journey with you.
Absolutely. So well said. Well, wonderful. David, what's next? What's the next either step function or incremental improvement that the team is working on?
We have several projects, and some of them large, in flight right now. So one of the major initiatives that we're working on is we're calling it a Cloud Leap project, which is, you know, bringing the remaining swath of infrastructure that we have onto an AWS platform. And for us, that's really important, you know, just going back to being where the innovation is happening. But, you know, we're taking somewhat of a leap as we do that, in terms of rethinking about how we think about infrastructure at Greenway and really embracing an infrastructure, its code mentality and automated deployment. And we're excited about the value that that's going to deliver to our customers in terms of giving them, you know, much greater software availability, uptime, scalability, the things that, you know, we can really leverage by being in a cloud and AWS type environment. So that's one of the major next initiatives that we have going on. And then, you know, we talked about kind of the step function. We've always had this vision that building a data platform together with AWS was kind of, you know, interoperability was the first wave of benefit that we expect to derive from having that data platform. And now we're working on some second order projects. So one example is we're working on a value-based care analytics solution that's going to give our customers better access and visibility to the panel of patients that they're managing, care gaps, risk adjustment. And that's going to really help them better treat and manage their patients and service their value-based care contracts that they're engaged in. So we're really excited about that next wave of innovation and projects that we're able to bring to the market.
Fantastic. Leveraging all the great work that you've already done and capabilities that you've already built out. That's great to hear. Well, David and Richard, thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. And I'll start with you, David, some reflections or what you would share with our listeners who might be in a similar situation than you were 5 years ago. And kind of what advice would you give to our listeners?
Yeah, I think, you know, as you've heard from the story, I think the best time to get started is today, right? And, you know, you don't have to solve the problem all at once, but I think taking that first step is the most important thing. Because again, I think, you know, giving our teams that initial taste of, you know, what's possible has been really important. And it's opened their eyes and exposed them to a lot of new ideas that, you know, ultimately when you're thinking about how you're going to address and solve, you know, customers' problems, it's important that you have an understanding of what the tools in the toolbox are that you have at your disposal, right? So upskilling and training our workforce and giving them that visibility, I think has been one of the most important and critical things that we've done, because now we're looking at solving customer problems in ways that we might not have imagined 5 years ago. So I would say taking that first step again is the most important thing, because that's really what opens your eyes and your ideas to the art of the possible.
Yeah, that really resonates. Richard, final words for you. What would you share with our listeners about this journey and your thoughts about creating this kind of innovation engine?
Yeah, thank you, Sarah. Well, I think firstly, hopefully they would understand our passion for healthcare. It's such a great industry, but it's also so important. And that bringing technology to improve the healthcare system is really what Greenway is here to do with the partnership with AWS. It's also a really exciting time where we are today, not just because of the application of the technologies, but the advances that are occurring. The software solutions, you know, AI, Gen AI, agentic AI. And so we're passionate about using all the best tools and bringing those tools to our customers and for the benefit of the patients in the communities. And we feel that we are best positioned to do that with a cloud partner that is scalable, reliable, secure, enables us to focus on delivering added value solutions and not having to worry about the infrastructure behind it. And so exciting times, passionate about healthcare, and really excited about the future that we can create together.
Well, that passion certainly comes through in the excitement for the future and for healthy communities, ultimately, right? So thank you, Richard and David, for being here today.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.